The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, lots of people find multiple benefits to working from home, whether it's the freedom from the commute or indeed a little longer in bed. But apparently there is one more upside to it. Increased birth rates. Research from King's College in London and Stanford University has shown that almost 300,000 extra children have been born in the US since the advent of working from home at the start of the COVID pandemic. So is this another reason to be considering it? Joining us to discuss this now are Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director at FutureWise, and Helena Tuberty, fertility expert. Peter, I'm going to come to you first. Have you any way of explaining why working from home might increase fertility?
Well, it was a new one on me, Ciara. I kind of thought we've been trying to sell hybrid working for a long time. If we just said it'll be great for more nookie, we would have sold it years ago. So I think the reality is there would have been probably a big uptick at the beginning of COVID because everybody was at home all the time. I think some of the research is interesting because they seem to say that the longer we are together, you know, the more chance we have of being kind of more reproductive. But I think anyone who's actually worked at home with their partner will realize two people on 6 hours of Zoom calls fighting over who gets a home office and who has the kitchen. It may not be as energizing or as romantic as people think. So I'm not always sure too much time together is as good as we think.
Yet these 300,000 babies have come from somewhere. Helena, do you have any explanation for why two people
Absolutely.
Working from home
and
might have more fertility?
It's a little bit more than just the advantages of perhaps daytime nookie, because many people are using fertility treatment and the flexibility of being at home, being able to do their appointments neatly without having to go to HR and make a big fuss about it, has been a game changer, certainly since COVID. Not having to commute, the pressures of our really absolutely rough transport system, you know, it's all of these things can really make a difference to somebody's level of tiredness, exhaustion in being able to become pregnant. And a lot of people are needing some extra help to become pregnant. It is not a given. It's
so you think it won't
cause a baby boom.
A more stress-free life, that's what's doing it?
Yes, it removes some of the daily friction, you know. And I think one of the biggest barriers to having a child isn't often totally biology, it's logistics. If you give a couple back, you know, even a few hours a week, particularly when they already have one child and they're exhausted, it reduces what I think the economists call, you know, the time cost of children. And it's a currency that most couples are really stretched on, aren't they?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Does that chime with you, Peter? Do you think that the time cost of children, like people's lives are busy, and if you remove, I'm not just saying more access to nookie, but if you remove stress and I suppose extra things shoehorned into the day, left, right and centre because of working from the office, do you think that sort of chimes with you about the reason why we might see this baby boom in working from home people?
Yeah, well, I think that sounds amazing. And I think it definitely would for people who are able to do things during the day that they can't do otherwise. I suppose I'd worry that as we continue to do this, more and more people are highlighting that they're working longer hours at home because their employers can essentially reach them any time, day or night. So I love this as an idea, but I do think, you know, employers probably have a part to play in this, that it's still easy to essentially have your employees working longer hours at home, even if they don't have the commute. So I totally agree that if we want probably kind of a better kind of birth rate in Ireland, we need people to be more relaxed, working less hours. And I think employers have a part to play in that, definitely.
Okay. And maybe finally to you, Helena, if it is the case that employers, as Peter has just said, are actually sometimes demanding more in terms of productivity or longer working hours from their working from home people, is it not then that, you know, maybe this is all just about proximity, working close to each other and close to the bedroom or whatever, that some of it's down to that?
Perhaps, but this is a benefit that largely just helps professional people. You know, the teacher, the nurse, the retail worker don't get the same flexibility. Hybrid work can actually widen the fertility gap. And I think, you know, it's not automatically a fertility solution, because for some women, it simply means they're doing two full-time jobs in the same space, and that might limit their work productivity. their promotional aspects, not being in the workplace and doing the water cooler chats. All of that must be considered, you know, and we need to really consider that most people don't need persuading to have children. They need a life structure that makes them, you know, makes having them to be really realistic and doable.
Okay. Look, we'll have to leave it there, unfortunately. But my thanks to both of you for that. That was Peter Cosgrove, their Managing Director with FutureWise and Future of Work Expert, and Helena Tubberty, Fertility Expert. One texter said, so basically people are not working from home. They're just having sex instead of working. No wonder companies want people back in the office.
I don't know. I think you can balance these things, can't you? Work-life balance.
I'm not quite sure how to respond to that, Shane Coleman.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.